Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
There is just no way to sugarcoat it. Consuming sweetened drinks each day is just bad for your health. Sodas, sports drinks, and even juice boxes are loaded with sugar. Over time, they can lead to unwanted weight gain, obesity, and even diabetes. So try water instead. Replacing just one sugary drink with water each day can make a big difference. Unlock the power of one healthy change. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Well, cattle futures did not have much to go on yesterday other than some positioning ahead of today's cattle on feed report. Estimates for the report are 101% on feed, placements at 106.3%, and marketings at 104.3%. Higher placements could be bearish, though, as the year progresses, but higher placements now could mean lower placements and tighter supply later in the year. Traders will remain focused on positioning ahead of the report today. Hog futures tried to match and make new contract highs during the day, but could not uncover sufficient buyer interest to accomplish that task. Unfortunately, the lows of the day failed to close chart gaps remaining under the market, leaving futures vulnerable to technical traders. Cash was weaker, with the National Direct Afternoon Report showing a decline of 57 cents, and it's possible packers may be a bit more aggressive to close out the week, depending on the number of hogs purchased so far. May Kansas City wheat down 6 cents, threatening to finish lower for a third straight day, but is still managing its uptrend and is well within the boundaries of its new trading range. It remains to be seen just how Ukraine's winter wheat crop will do this spring and how much will be able to be harvested, but significant exports still seem highly unlikely. The May corn is trading about 2.25 cents lower early today, falling back from its attempt at making new highs Wednesday, while the situation in Ukraine appears to remain at a standoff. BBCNews.com is reporting Ukrainian forces have recaptured areas east of Kyiv, a futures sign of the difficulty Russia is having in making any progress. May soybeans are trading down 9 cents early today, maintaining the current uptrend, but still reluctant to trade above $17, even after achieving a new closing high on Wednesday. Soy products are slightly lower, but there are still high enough incentives to keep crush plants busy processing soybeans in the U.S.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 7th through the 9th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
On our futures at the close yesterday, live cattle futures, April up 25 cents, 139.67, and June up 97, 136.95. April feeder cattle up 95 at 162.72. May was up 70 cents, 166.50. April hogs up 22 cents, 102.77. Kansas City wheat, May down 16 and a half, 10.95. July down 15 and a quarter, 10.90 and a quarter. Chicago wheat to May down 20 cents, 10.85 and three quarters. July down 16 and three quarters, 10.74 and a half. May corn down 9 and a half, 7.48 and a quarter. July down 6 and a quarter, 7.28 and a half. May soybeans down 18 cents, 1,703 quarters. July down 16 and a quarter cents. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.